Hello, Roy here. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to The Roy Green Show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime. We have just a little time to speak to our great friend Thierry Breaux about what's going on in Europe with the energy issue. It all relates to Russia, of course, and the war in Ukraine. Just speaking with Masi Nayem, the Ukrainian soldier who fought them in 2014, is fighting them now. He's wounded at the moment. Professor Thierry Breaux, Sciences Po in Paris, leading expert on oil and gas, the geopolitics of, as well as energy security for France. Thierry, thank you for coming on. Germany's making some announcements that are keeping buildings to 19 degrees Celsius this winter.
Yes, good afternoon, Roy. Yes, this is what they have to do because, remember, they have to decrease demand by 15%. Which is huge, and we've never done this in our lifetime, and I don't think it's possible to do without having a major recession. So Germany will have to think about any possible ways. I mean, this is the heating at below 19 degrees C. As I told you, no swimming pools heated or little swimming pools heated, no hot showers in swimming pools that are left open, etc., etc. But even this will not allow Germany to avoid, I think, unfortunately, a recession.
What about the rest of Europe?
Well, the rest of Europe, remember, we wanted to be united. So we came out earlier this week with a regulation, an EU regulation. And if you look at the headlines, it looks like we are very united and the 27 member states were going to do this minus 15% demand reduction to be in a position to help Germany on the solidarity mechanism. Unfortunately, if you read the regulation, 12 countries out of 27 are already exempted. And this is why Germany starts to understand that they will be alone and they will have to pay the full cost of the mistakes of Angela Merkel of being too close to the Russians.
Yeah, they have a lot of decisions to make too, don't they? Putin, speaking of the Russians, Putin must be laughing. Do you think he's planning on cutting LNG exports to Germany even more, beginning perhaps in October, and telling the Germans, drop or significantly reduce your sanctions against Russia, and I will resume your natural gas shipments? In other words, is he going to try to blackmail the Germans?
Well, I think Vladimir Putin has two aims. One is the Ukrainian war, and you've spoken about this earlier, but an unspoken one is to blow up Europe. And again, yesterday, Hungary had an agreement with Russia saying they will get more gas. So yes, you're absolutely right. I mean, Vladimir Putin will be very happy if Scholz comes to Russia or speak to him and tells him, I'm desperate, I need more gas, otherwise I'm going to have social unrest in my country. And this is what Vladimir Putin is waiting. And unfortunately, we can't discount this from any member state of the EU.
Scholz is coming to Canada starting a week from today, 3 days with Trudeau. And my guess is there's going to be some kind of announcement that Canada will expedite a process to export LNG to Germany and the EU. And Germany will offer to pick up the costs, or most of it, to construct the LNG export facilities in Canada. Do you think that's far-fetched?
Yes, it could be. I think one of the advantages, if I can say so, of this crisis is we will have to move away from our dogmatism of the fact that gas is no good, that nuclear is no good, that only renewable can help us, which is in fact putting us in this crisis. And so therefore, we will have to look at what's available, what's readily available, what is the cleanest possible. And you're right, LNG from Canada, LNG from the US is great and should come to Europe as fast as possible. And you're absolutely right. Germany will have to finance some of those because, remember, we also have Wall Street that decided for ESG reason that it was not nice to finance oil and gas in OECD countries. Yeah. Hence why we are more dependent on Russia and Venezuela.
If you want to hear more, subscribe to The Roy Green Show on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you find your favorites. And if you like what you hear, leave us a review and tell a friend. I'm Roy Green. Have a great weekend.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone.
Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.